He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the one true living God. Come on here now. The Lord, our righteousness. Yes, he is. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Be high and lifted up high above the heavens. You are our Lord, our sanctifier, the Lord of peace. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, which endures forever, O Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving me new mercies every day. Father, there is no me without you. Glory to God. You are the everlasting God. God Almighty, the Most High God, yes you are, yes you are, yes you are. You are my shepherd, you are my father, you are the God of grace, the God of mercy, and the God of peace. There is no God like our God. Come on. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will not until it does the things that it was sent to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Heaven and earth may pass away. Amen. He said, if you keep my commandments and walk in my ways, then you will be blessed. Anything that he asks us to do, keep his commandments, something as small as this. Keep your commandments. Come on here. Your relationship with God is important. Keep his commandments and walk in his ways. And the only way that we're going to get to that point is relationship. Amen. Come on. Trust and believe and have faith in God. Hallelujah. Then you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, trust and believe and have faith in me. Amen. Trust and believe and have faith. Come on. All you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Trust and believe and have faith. He is who he say he is. Amen. Come on here now. Who is he to you? Hallelujah. Who do you say he is? He said, I am that I am. Who do you say God is? He's my healer. Come on. He's my doctor, my deliverer, my wonderful, wise counselor. Who is he to you? Amen. Glory to his mighty, immaculate name. Hallelujah. Who is he to you? What is he to you? Is he your God? Is he just your God? Or is he your father? He's my father. Amen. He's my father. My lead, my guide. Come on here now. The author and the finisher of my faith. Who is he to you? What is he to you? What would you say he is to you? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Come on. It says he is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Be thou exalted high above the heavens. Come on now, who is he to you? Let your glory and majesty reign above all the earth, O Lord. I praise you and give thanks unto you, O God. Hallelujah. My heart is fixed on you, O God. I thank you, Lord, that I've taken refuge. Come on here now. You said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my rock and my refuge from any storm that I may face. Thank you for being a strong fortress that saves me, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, oh Lord, that you will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. You're such a wonderful God. There is no God like our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping your ways and your promises to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping me from the snares and the traps that the enemy has beset for me, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for being my refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being my refuge, my fortress, my shield, and my defense. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for snatching me out the hands of the enemy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for your unfailing love. I thank you that you never leave me nor forsake me, that you're put the enemy to shame, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for not letting me be caught up in the snares and the traps of the enemy, oh God. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have rescued me and kept me safe, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you that you have kept me from lying lips, oh Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that in the shelter of your presence, you will hide me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to you, Lord, for you are worthy. You have showed me the wonders of your love. You have heard my cry for mercy. Victory reigns in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many against me, O God. I thank you, Lord, that when I'm afraid, I can put my trust and faith in you and God, in whom I can trust. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. I know I'm not perfect. You've been so patient, so good, so loving, so kind toward me, Lord. Thank you for being so generous to me. So understanding. Thank you for keeping my mind in peace, God, when it's chaos all around me. I thank you, Lord, that you have rescued my soul once again. You have kept my feet from stumbling, oh God. So that I may be able to walk upright before you. Thank you, Lord, that you own the cattle of 1,000 hills. And you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you, Lord God, for delivering me from curses and premature death, keeping me alive in this family, keeping my family, my finances blessed, oh God. Hallelujah. My business. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for interceding for me. I thank you, Lord, that you make ways out of no ways. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you love us enough, even though you're not a respecter of persons, to show us the error of our ways, to show this country the error of their ways, giving us steps and guidance and direction to get back unto your good graces, God, to get back to being one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you deliver the poor and the needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy, God. I thank you, Lord, that you have loved us, and I thank you for your righteousness and your virtue. I thank you that I can stand firm on your word. He said that we are to believe every word that comes from the mouth, from your mouth, Lord. Thank you for sending your mighty warring angels to go to war on our behalf, O Lord. Thank you for keeping your promise to strengthen me when I am weak, O God. Thank you for giving me rest when I've grown weary. Thank you for renewing my mind and my spirit, O God. Giving me the strength and motivation to continue on, God. He said, I'll provide you with all that you need according to the riches and the glory which is in heaven. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. He said, everything shall work together for your good. That he will guide you and protect you. He'll keep you if you want to be kept in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Continue to keep me. See, I want to be kept. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Victory reigns in Jesus. I said, victory reigns in Jesus. He said, cast thy burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. He should never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. Glory to God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom, and all things that you need shall be added. All things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Remember, he says, I am the bread of life which came down from heaven. And if any man shall eat this bread, he shall live forever. Amen. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walk in his ways. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walk in his ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank you for loving us and caring for us and keeping us even when we feel like even when we don't deserve it. Come on here now. God will give you something even when you don't deserve it. He'll step up on your behalf and defend you even when you don't deserve it. Amen. Glory to God. That's part of relationship. Part of being a child of God. Part of the kingdom. Part of his promises. Amen. Thank you for remembering your promises to me, Lord. Cast me not away from the presence. Cast me not away from your presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cast me not away, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. For I acknowledge my sins and transgressions, which are ever before me, O Lord. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, O Lord. Amen. Forgive me for all of my sins, all of my transgressions, God. I give them over to you, Lord, once again. Hallelujah. I lay them at your feet. I repent of all of my sins, known and unknown. I acknowledge the error of my ways, Lord. For I've lived so vicariously, I've lived, Lord. Done what I wanted to do, God. And I surrender myself to you, Lord. I surrender myself, my all to you, O Lord. I just want to be with you, my Lord. He said, call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I shall be saved from my enemies. I just want to be where you are, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just set me on fire. Fill me with your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. My yes is yes and yes and yes. Always it's been yes. Fill me with your glory. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My strength, oh Lord, with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Set me on fire, Lord. Set me on fire, Lord. Fill us with your glory. Anybody need the tangible presence of the Lord right now? Hallelujah. God is so good. Time to offer him up a sacrifice of praise. It ain't always going to be like we like. It is a process. We just got to get there. Keep telling yourself you're going to make it because God says you will. Amen. There is no giving up in the kingdom. Remember, always, 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 God always has a plan. He can open doors that no man can close. And remember, his word would not return unto a void. And so it has to do what it was sent to do. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word would not until it does the things that it was sent to do. So come on now, if he made you a promise, if he ever spoke anything into your life, hallelujah, glory to God. And you heard confirmation after confirmation, it's going to come to pass. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. After you have suffered a while, all you have to give it up. All you have to do is give it up. Give it over to the Lord. Give it up to our Heavenly Father. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus is on the right hand throne. He intercedes for you. Come on. He's more than just a prophet. Hallelujah. Let's give it over to the Lord right now. Fill me up, Lord. I want to be full of his glory. Set on fire. Fill me with your glory. I want the tangible presence of God in my life. God. Hallelujah. 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 promised to take care of you. He's a keeper of his word. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for someone to their joy. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Sometimes you have to say that out loud. But sometimes you'll be so heavy you can't open your mouth and speak. Sometimes all you can do is moan and groan. And if that be you, if that's all you can do, open your mouth and say, let the joy of the Lord be my strength. Hallelujah. This is an open heaven. This is the time to say, hey. He said, if he say ask anything in his name and it shall be done, it's time to remember those promises. It's time to remember those things that you believe in God for. It's time to have faith in the Lord. Come on, it's time to say, it's time for my life to change. Come on, it's time for your life to change. It's time for my life to change. It's time for me to level up. It's time for me to go to the next level. It's time for me to be elevated in the name of Jesus. It's time for me to go to another tax bracket. Come on here now. It's time for me to do things that I haven't done before, that I've always wanted to do, God. Come on. It's time to take those dreams. Come on. Those thoughts and ideas off the shelf and manifest them. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, he'll give you strategy and wisdom, strategic plans, blueprints, witty inventions in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, write the vision and make it plain. And then you'll know how. Come on. Hallelujah. Level up. Level up. Level up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to walk in a new level of glory. Whoa, that's deep. Hallelujah. Come on, some are weak and weary. It's not time to give up. It's not time to give up. It's time to get back up and do it again. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time to get back up and try again. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes it's not always on the first try. It's not always the first one. Sometimes it's always the second. It could be the second or the third. Hallelujah. Maybe it was the second call, the third call. Maybe it was the second door, the third door that you needed to walk through. See, God opens doors that no man can close. God knows how to overturn decisions. Yes, Lord. When they say no, God know how to say yes. Yes! God know how to give you a yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God know how to give you a new job. God know how to give you a new job. God know how to open the door up to a new job, a new position, a new place, a new workplace, a new house, a new whatever it is. He'll make all things new for you. Amen. A new life, a new thought process, a new way of thinking, a new way of seeing things, a new way of comprehending in the name of Jesus. He'll give you a new mind. He'll renew your strength. He'll renew your heart. Hey! He'll turn your stony heart into flesh. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And you'll be able to be forgive again in the name of Jesus. I think this part of the process, this journey was about forgiveness. Hallelujah. Learning how to overcome your setbacks. Hallelujah. I hear God is going to give you double. Hallelujah. You're going to get back more than what you gave up and what you lost. Hallelujah. Lord, my heart is fixed on you. Hear me tonight. Hallelujah. You don't get back more than what you lost. Keep going. Even in the midst of your struggle and the trial and the tribulation. Hallelujah. Even though you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Hey, he promised to carry us right through this, right? Amen. Towards me. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping your promises to me. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be right there. And he's always on time, y'all. That's something to be super excited about. And he's always there, he's always on time, and he always knows what you're going through, and he always has a plan, and he'll open doors in your life, and I pray God open doors in your life. Hey, it's time for you to go to your next level, it's time for you to level up. Come on, you've been pressed down, shaken. Come on, you on all sides. Come on here now. Now it is time, it is your time. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. It's time for you to rise up. Yes, Lord. Straight. He will lead you and guide you.
Come on, even when you feel like you've come to that fork in the road, that four-way stop. Come on, your decisions determine your destiny. When you come to that four-way stop, and sometimes you'll feel like you come to a dead-end road. It's time to make a decision. Come on now. When you come to that four-way stop, you still got options. God opens doors that no man can close. Come on, when you come to the fork in the road, you can go right or you can go left. You can go this way or you can go that way. Choose right. And if you come to a dead end road, baby, guess what? You need to go back and do it again. Your decisions determine your destiny. Amen. And I'm so glad that God gives us the grace. Come on, some of us get to that four-way stop, but we know we still got options. Come on, we can go this way. Come on. Then there's that way. Come on. And then there's that way. Come on. It's your way. And come on, God's got another way. And then somebody else is sending you another way. Somebody else is rerouting you. Come on. Somebody else comes to block you and stop you. Come on. Take you off the course. Come on here now. But God still always has a plan. Come on. And at the end of the day, God has the final say. Huh? So when you get to that point, when you get to that two-way, come on, that fork in the road, you still got another decision to make. Trust God. Trust God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He won't mislead or guide you, but he's always here to direct your path and make your way straight. Let's not get to a dead end road and come to the conclusion. Come on, because life has no boundaries. You can't put God in a box. Neither can you tell God what to do. But he gives you choice. And some folk, when they come to the dead end, they think that it is the end. Remember, your decision determines your destiny. Either you're going to give up, or you gonna keep trying. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. When you get to that dead end, whether you get to the dead end or the four-way stop or the fork in the road, your decisions determine your destiny. Choose this day whom you shall serve. No man can serve both masters. Either you're going to hate the one or love the other. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be right there. Your decisions determine your destiny. Somebody's got some decisions to make. Because it's been stirring all week in my spirit, even last week. Somebody's got decisions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But all I can suggest, if I may, try God. Try God. He didn't say he wanted to. That you couldn't live your life. He's saying, include me in it. Come on here now. This is what it's all about. Relationship. Hallelujah. Giving up. be not giving up. Be not giving up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're not giving up. Come on, it's not time to throw in the towel. It's not time to grow weak and weary. Hallelujah. I pray that you gain more momentum. Come on here now. Amen. That you you find another way to recreate yourself. Come on, reinvent yourself. Gain some new momentum. Come on, come up with a new strategy. There's always a way to do something. Amen. Whether it's in your finances, I pray that you shall be blessed. Your finances in the name of Jesus shall be multiplied. That you will be blessed. That you will increase in multiple streams of income in the name of Jesus. See, by the Bible says the money is the root to all evil, but guess what? Not a lot of things for free around here. It's going to take some money to create some money. And I pray that you'll become a good steward over your finances once again in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray out there. We're going to pray for the finances. We're going to pray for you to go up to another tax bracket in the name of Jesus. Come on, you'll exceed and excel. Come on, everything that you put your hands to do, I'm praying to it will be blessed. Hallelujah. Remember, God said, include me in it. He shall direct your path. I'm praying for some direction. And Jesus gonna fix it. He said, I hear your cries, I hear your heart. Know that I care. And any and everything that's standing in your way, shall be removed. Watch me. Multiply. Everything you ever dreamed of, everything you ever needed, everything you ever wanted. And all that has been lost. I want to take you to a place that you never ever dreamed or imagined. I intercede for you. I lift up your name right now in prayer. Hallelujah. I pray that God will move in your life just like he said. He said, all is not lost. All is not lost. All is not lost. You'll have more than you thought you'll have. You have more. You'll have more than you thought you would have. Fix it, fix it, fix it, Jesus. 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 You'll have more in you. There is no pride. There is no arrogance. And all the hope in you that was gone, I am going to restore.
You thought that dark days were ahead of you. But better days, brighter days are before you. Your future is bright, even for your kids. It doesn't matter what the devil say. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what they said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in control. Jesus speaks. I'm in control. I'm about to change some things and turn some things around. Glory to God. Future. You have a bright future. You have a future. You have great things that lies ahead. You stayed the course. You held on tight. And now I am going to provide to you everything that I said. Everything that I said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that I said, I am going to provide to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, God opens doors, not man. And what God does, men try to change it. And God cannot be mocked. You can't play God. People try to play God too much. There is just no way. But boy, I thank the Lord for what he said. I thank the Lord for coming through. I thank the Lord for being tangible here tonight. He always is and always was faithful. And one thing you need to remember is God has never lost a battle yet. It seems like it. It can appear to you, but that's the enemy's job, remember? Keep your faith in God, you'll be blessed. Amen? Cannot stress that enough. Because, you know, faith is the thing, is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence. See, that's where we're going wrong, because we're putting our faith in things and people. God can change and do anything. He's the only one that I know can stop, rewind, and fast forward time. I don't know who else got the power. Nobody that I know of. Besides the Creator, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strength on tonight. Lord, I thank you. I was going to do my little personal prayer. I said, you know what? This God's been giving me this and this and this, and I just need to share. And I mean, sometimes your prayers are personal. Just things that you share in prayer, sometimes when you're intimate with God, it's just between you and Him. You don't need a whole audience. Remember that. This is about relationship, first and foremost. And it's all about Him. He is our Creator. Remember, everything exists for Him and by Him and because of Him. Amen. Glory to God. So, my suggestion, if I may, let the Lord have His way in your life. Amen. Definitely want to give anybody the opportunity that wants to stand up, come before the Lord in your own way, in your heart. Ask for forgiveness of all sins. All things that you felt that you were convicted of that did not please God. Time to lay before the Lord and let Him take that burden from you. And just say, Father God, I realize that I have sinned and fallen short. For all of those statutes and commandments you have for my life. Amen. Fallen short. But the Bible says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. And I have faith that I am saved on tonight. That I have faith that Jesus came in the flesh, died, and rose again from the grave in 3 days. He died for my sins. Amen. I have faith. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and I once again want to hand over the reins and give them over to you, Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. You did die for my sin. Your dying was not in vain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. For giving up your life for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. Set me free. And he said, Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Make me new again. Well, that's my time. I gotta go. And I pray that as you go about your way, that you will be blessed and covered under the blood of Jesus once again. The power of God will reconcile you unto Him. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, name, keep you covered under the blood of Jesus. May the power of God and the love of God keep you and your family, loved ones, and all that you possess. And may God remember His promises unto you. Remember, people of God, the Lord is your strength, your fortress, your shield. That the righteous shall inherit the land and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from all evil. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you with the love of the Lord, and there is nothing you can do about it. I pray that you will continue to multiply and take the means to do and be fruitful in the land. I pray that God will bless that everything that you put your hands to do. Hallelujah. And remember, your faith should not lie in the hands of man, but in the power of God.
Well, folks, remember, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Until next time, stay safe and be blessed. Thank you for all your support.